Prayer Power, Who Can You Pray For Today? By David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Pray for one another, James chapter 5, verse 16. Dad called everybody to the computer. Lucy dropped the stuffed giraffe she was playing with and hurried over. What was going on? Was it time to call Grandma online? Dad pointed to the computer screen.
I wanted to show you part of a talk from General Conference.
Lucy squinted. It wasn't Grandma, it was President Eyring. He was in the first presidency. Dad pushed play. President Eyring taught about supporting your church leaders. He explained how church leaders need us to pray for them.
That's why we pray for the prophet, right, Dad?
Asked her little brother, David. Dad and Mom both nodded.
Yes, we do. But I also keep thinking about our branch presidency. I think they need our prayers, too.
Lucy loved President Alvarez and his counselors. They were always so nice to her. She wanted to help them.
I'm going to pray for them,
Lucy said.
And we can pray for them in our family prayers, too.
I think that's a great idea,
Mom said.
Let's do it.
For the next few days, Lucy tried hard to remember to pray for the branch presidency whenever she said a prayer. It only took a few extra seconds each time. Easy. The next Sunday in sacrament meeting, President Alvarez stood up after the hymn. Then he said something that made Lucy's eyes get wide.
As a branch presidency, we wanted to thank you for praying for us. We have felt very real strength from those prayers. We really need your faith and prayers to do our callings. Thank you.
Lucy grinned. She looked over at David. He was smiling too. She couldn't believe it. She was so excited that she could hardly sit still. She leaned over and tugged on Mom's sleeve.
Mom, did you hear what President Alvarez said?
She wanted to jump up and down.
It works! Our prayers really worked!
After church, Lucy and her family walked home together.
God really does hear our prayers,
Mom said.
And isn't it amazing to see how powerful it is for a group of people to pray for someone else?
Lucy felt warm and happy inside. She and David skipped down the sidewalk while Mom and Dad walked behind them. She knew Heavenly Father had heard her family's prayers. They were truly making a difference, just by praying. That night, Lucy got ready to say her prayers. She thought about her primary teacher and other church leaders who could use some extra blessings. Maybe she would pray for them, too. Lucy folded her arms and bowed her head. She knew just what to say.
Sidebar. When I pray, I feel closer to Heavenly Father and to Jesus. Lorena Eduarda, N, age 5, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
End of the story, Prayer Power. Read by Terrell Williams, Scott Christopher, Gabe Strongen, Margot Patello, Kristen Hawkins, Dave Shaw, and Ocean Patello.